Good afternoon, and welcome to Let's Create Magic Through the Power of the Inner Self. This is very exciting for us. This is our first broadcast, and we're so much looking forward to it. I invite everybody at this point to call in 888-815-9756 and join in at any time with your questions, your comments. Again, the number is 888-815-9756. I am a firm believer in the power of the inner self and the power that the inner self holds. I am a firm believer in knowing what you want in life you can absolutely receive without any questions, without any hesitation. Believing in something is getting you halfway there. You can have a belief or a faith in something knowing that it's going to come and wait for it to happen. That is what most of us do, and that's what I did for a very long time in my life, is I had a belief system, and I believed and I believed and I waited and I waited. And not until the day that I started knowing that I was going to get something and had to get that something, did I start getting things. I want to share with you all a few things off my website, which is www.gobelive.com. Believing in one's inner self is the cornerstone to receiving the blissful life that people are seeking. People look here, they look there, they look everywhere, and all they have to do is look within themselves. I always go back to the movie with Dorothy and her clicking her heels saying there's no place like home. There's no place like home. For years, she was looking and looking and searching. Finally, she ran away. And then a big storm came and she went back home to find that nobody was there. They had all gone underground. Then she gets hit in the head and she goes to this wonderful world of beauty and blissfulness and happiness, and she runs, and we all know the story. But she's looking. She's looking and looking how to get home. She's looking for that happiness. She's looking for that love. Only to find out that she didn't have to go anywhere but her own front door. And that's the same with us. If we want anything in our life, we have to look no further than ourselves, than our inner selves. We have to learn how to trust that inner self. We have to learn how to love that inner self. We have to learn how to love and trust that inner self. Do you want anything in your life? Ask for something out loud. Know you are going to get it and allow it to happen. This is creation. This is how you create things to happen in your life. I want to talk about creation, and I want folks to phone in at this time at 888-815-9756. Let's talk about creation and how we can create things and make things happen in our lives. The inner self is our home, we go to sleep with it at night, we wake up with it in the morning. The inner self is your belief system, is your knowing system. That is you. Believing what you are, asking for it, and receiving it. That is the key to a blissful and answerful life. If you want to imagine a life that you've been leading so far, going down the road and looking for questions, looking for answers, it's very hard to imagine not having the answers or having to look other places for answers. Again, what are you looking for in life? Ask for something out loud. Know you are going to get it and allow it to happen. This is creation. And I can't reemphasize that anymore. People say, well, how do I get to that point of my inner self of where, of what road to go down? How do I get there? What do I do? And there are 10 steps that I use in my personal life. And the first one is, the first thing you can do is make the time to sit by yourself in a quiet place. Have a notebook or something similar to jot things down as needed. Being in a quiet place, settling down with yourself, is key, is vital. It's like having a conversation with a friend and having kids running in and out, in and out, in and out. You're always being disturbed, and you're never really going to get to the what you want to talk about. You lose your train of thought. So I recommend that you find a quiet place. Second step is, if you prefer, have some soft music in the background. Meditation music will work just as well. Something peaceful, calming is fine. Because what you want to do is you want to create that world of energy. You want to create the energy around you that you are comfortable with. Some people are comfortable with classic rock playing, with soft rock playing, with meditation music playing. Whatever creates that energy in your zone, in your inner self, get comfortable. Get comfortable with your background. As you sit in a comfortable position, use the notebook and a pen in hand. Write down the first thing you think of. Even if it's asking yourself, what in the world are you doing? Write that down. This is the first step in learning how to communicate with yourself. And it's very important. We talk to ourselves all day long. We search for answers all day long. And when we actually get an answer, we ignore it. We ignore the answer we give ourselves. Instead of trusting in ourselves, again, trusting in ourselves, listening to ourselves, having enough faith in ourselves, we'll go ask somebody else's opinion. What do you think of this? What do you think I should do? Well, who knows you any better than you do? Nobody. So you have to have the faith that the answer that you're seeking is the answer coming from within you, because only you know the answer. That answer that person is giving you is the answer that would suit them, not the answer that would suit you. Nobody, and I mean nobody, knows you better than you do. You have your last thought at night, and you have the first thought in the morning. You own yourself. Take responsibility and have faith and trust in yourself. Continue this until your mind is clear. Keep writing things down. It may be a page, it may be 2 pages, it may be 3 pages. Just start writing things down until your mind is clear. Now, look at the notebook. See everything that was in your thoughts. You should have a clear mind to think with at this point. And if another thought comes in, write it down. Try to keep the mind as clear as possible. It's like trying to watch 4 TV screens at one time and focusing in and getting the message from all 4 television programs. It's just very difficult, and it's not going to work. Step 5. Using a separate piece of paper, describe how you see yourself. Whether it be smart person, a witty person, a person with an outgoing personality, whatever you picture, write it down. And this is very important. Hi, we're back again. Sorry about that. A little glitch in the in my computer here. But we're back. So not sure where I dropped off at. I'm going to go back. And let's start with step three. And because step three is one of the important steps in what I call preparing oneself, one's inner self, for the knowledge that one needs. If you bear with me here just 1 second. I'm going back to sitting in a comfortable position with using a book and pen in hand, and write down the first thing you think of. Even if it's asking yourself, what in the world are you doing? Again, this is the first step, and this is the step that begins the actual interaction with yourself. And through time, you won't have to write things down. You'll be so comfortable with your inner self, asking yourself questions, receiving answers, trusting those answers, that pen and paper probably won't be necessary. And again, I encourage anybody to call in at 1-888-815-9756. If they have any questions or comments, feel free to call in and talk with me at any time. I thrive on that. And once you all get to know me more, you will understand that I love to talk and I love to explain to folks the power of the inner self. And creating magic with the inner self is life. That, to me, is what life is about, is creating the magic around you, making things happen, creating your own creation. You are responsible for your own world. You are responsible for your own creation. Everybody creates their own world. It's when we get into trouble in life, it's when we rely on somebody else's thoughts, wisdom, and feelings in creating your life. You are responsible for creating your own life. And if you don't know how to do that, that's why we're here. That's why, to give you the tools of creation, of creating your own life the way that you want it. I may not have all the answers, but there's folks that I'm sure that are listening that will call in and help you and help us figure a way to get to your path. And once you get to your path, you own that. You own that path. You own your inner self. And there are certain tools that work for others, and there's other tools that work better for other people. So that's why I encourage people to call in. So continue with your pen and your piece of paper, and get into a comfortable position, because you want to spend a good at least half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, each day with yourself. Very important. And using a separate piece of paper, describe how you see yourself. Describe how you see yourself. Whether it be a smart person, a witty person, an outgoing person, whatever you picture, write it down. Again, it's very important how you see yourself. The way you see yourself, what you tell yourself, and the way you act is who you are and what your world is going to be. Only you can create your world around you. You ever walk into a room and you go, oh my goodness, the feeling in this room, the energy in this room is so negative, or wow, it's just fun in here. I love coming in here. This is a good place to get together and have fun. That's the energy level in that room. That energy level is created by somebody or somebodies. The creation of the energy is totally yours, and you own it alone with inside yourself. Picturing yourself, writing a picture of yourself, describing yourself on a piece of paper is so important, because you have to get to know yourself, and like I said before, you have to get to know and trust yourself. Now, using, again, that separate sheet of paper, besides what you have written describing yourself, describe how you think others perceive you. Do they agree with you? How do they see you? And be honest. And you can tell this by people's reaction, by what people say. Just write down how you see people perceiving you. And then we're going to come back to that. Once you have done this, take a long look at the differences and the similarities. Does it help? Who you are as a person inside? And again, don't focus on the perception of other people. Focus on how you are perceiving yourself. Because again, that is the only person that truly counts. Is the way you perceive yourself is how others are going to perceive you as well. And once again, I invite you to call in at 888-815-9756. Now, with this separate sheet of paper, write down what makes you happy in one column and what makes you sad in another. Take the time to fill it out completely. Again, anything that makes you feel happy or anything that makes you feel sad. Now, look at this list and decide if there's a way to change the things that makes you sad. Are they everyday life occurrences, or are they something that you imagine is beyond your control? Are they everyday life occurrences, or are they something that you imagine is beyond your control? And we're going to come back to this one as well, the imagine things being beyond your control. Because don't forget, this is your inner self, and you have control of everything that goes on in your life. Once you can determine who you think you are and who you want to be, this inner self journey will be a whole lot easier. Only you can make yourself. Nobody else can make yourself happy on your path in life. Do what makes you happy and brings you joy. That is the key issue. That is the key issue. I want to go up. I want to go back, excuse me. And I want to make sure that everybody understands the clarity of the mind. Because when I first started in meditation a few years back, in my teens, I think that must have been about, 10, maybe 100 years back, clearing the mind totally is almost virtually impossible. But what you want to do is you want to take those things that you've written down, that you've cleared your mind of, put them in a little box, an imaginary box in your mind. Put those worries, put those fears, put those anxieties, put whatever is coming to your mind, put them in this little box. Create a box in your mind. Put those thoughts in that box, close the lid on the box, and walk away. Each time you have a thought that comes in that's interfering with keeping your mind full of thought, put those thoughts in the box and close the box and walk away. That is very important, because each time you have a thought, or each time that you, what I call, go off path in clearing the mind, just throw it in the box, put the lid back on. Very simple. And I found it very useful, you know, as I was going through the steps of meditation in the early years. And then I want to go down and I want to talk about perception and how you perceive yourself to be. What you think and what you say and what you do, once again, creates your life. Who you are is only created by one person. And that person is yourself. You can say, well, this person thinks this of me, this person thinks that of me, and this person thinks this of me. If you're going to listen to the way that other people think of you and perceive you to be, that's who you're going to be. Everyday occurrences and things that happen throughout the world are going to happen. It's your perception of those things that happen is what makes you who you are. Your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, I cannot say this often enough, makes you who you are. If you want to be a great parent, think of yourself as a great parent. Find out what your definition of a great parent is. Write that down and repeat it to yourself every day. Repeat it to yourself every day. This is what a good parent is. Once you write it down, once you repeat it, start living it. Start being it, and you will create that good parent. Same as being a spouse or a friend. Even though you may not be being treated well by other friends, how can you be a good friend? What is your definition of a good friend? What is your definition of anything? Write it down. Once you write it down, read it out loud. And read it out loud every day until it becomes your creation. Then once you start reading it out loud, start acting upon what you're reading. This is what my inner self has told me I should be. And that, folks, is what you are going to be. You will attract the same energy that you're putting out into your life, guaranteed. If you're putting out a loving, a kind person, those are the people that you are going to attract. If you're putting out there negative statements about people, well, that person doesn't like me and I don't like them because this, 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 and this, but I'm going to still try to be their friend, guess what? You're going to be the person that you're writing down and that you're telling yourself. Well, I don't like this about the person. I don't like that about the person. You're telling yourself, this is the person I want to be. So we have to be very careful on what we create and what we tell ourselves and what we act upon, because that's who we're going to be. And again, once you can determine who you think you are and who you want to be, this is the beginning of your journey. A lot of you out there have already found out who you want to be and what life you want to take, which is the very first move that you have to make. And again, I want to take the time to invite people to call 888-815-9756. I would love to hear your thoughts and your feelings on these comments, and maybe you have something to add that will inspire and encourage others as well. I want to talk a little bit more about creation and the creation of what is out that we see and the creation that is within us. Well, as I said earlier, we own our first thought in the morning and we own our last thought going to bed. What are those thoughts going to be? That is where the creation starts. The first thought you have in the morning when you become consciously awake, you own that first thought. What is that first thought going to be? Is it going to be, wow, another day, I love myself and I love my life? And I'm not trying to say that to be cliche-ish, but I guarantee you, if you have children, if you haven't been woken up by them already, it's going to be seconds before they come in and start your day for you. So you have to discipline yourself to allow that first thought to be yours and make it a thought that you want to own for the rest of the day. Creation. What are we creating? We can create anything we want to create. Your life, as I said in this program, is yours to own. You own your thoughts. You own your actions. And you own what you create. If you don't like the person you are, if you don't like the situation you're in, there's only one person that can change that. And that person is you. Again, I invite you to call in. 888-815-9756. We are on bbsradio.com. And to me, folks, this is the most exciting radio station, internet radio station. This is the only internet radio station out there to listen to. Yes, hello, caller.
Hi, this is Tammy from Virginia.
Hi, Tammy from Virginia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I've been enjoying your show.
And thank you.
I was particularly listening to the information about, and I enjoyed about, people wanting to manifest who they are and deciding what qualities who they are is and writing it down and repeating it every day until it becomes part of their consciousness.
But right.
I wanted to ask you, because I think some people out there might also want to know. I have a lot of conversations with people all the time, relatives, friends, who seem pretty lost about who it is exactly they want to be. I don't think they even know what they want to be enough to write down what those qualities are. And I was wondering if maybe you could share some advice out there for all those people that are feeling kind of lost, not knowing what they want to do with their life, who it is they really are. Maybe they've given a lot of themselves to others and not, you know, thought enough about who they are and who they want to be in this world. And now they're sort of at that point where they know it's become a crucial time in their life to really make that decision, but they have no idea where to turn to find out who it is exactly they are. So they basically they don't know what to manifest. Can you give any advice for people about that?
Yes, Tammy, and don't go away. The advice that I can give there is I was in the same situation a few years ago, and the only person that can give advice to that, again, is themselves. Where did we leave off with the question? We got disconnected.
Well, you left off saying that the only way that people can figure out where they need to go and what their path in life is within, which I completely agree with. I think what I'm looking for is some of those exercises for people out there. Like, for example, when you were doing the meditation exercise, mm-hmm. as far as putting the thought in a box. I think sometimes people are just a little bit lost and need a little bit of guidance to find that inner knowledge.
Well, I think where we're going here, Tammy, is with where do beginners begin? The people who haven't experienced a meditation or the people who haven't contacted their inner self or isn't in contact with their inner self. Is that the kind of person we're talking about here, Tammy?
Yes.
My suggestion, and when I coach people through this, my suggestion is exactly that, is quiet yourself, quiet your surroundings, and just sit and relax and just listen. And I'm very serious when I say that, because in the beginning, people find it very difficult to just sit someplace quietly and listen. And that's why I suggest they start writing things down. Because in the beginning, when you begin to meditate, writing things down slows down those inner thoughts. When you seem to have 1,000 inner thoughts coming in at one time, it feels like, wow, blam, 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 blam. All these thoughts coming in, start writing them down. Because that what that physically does, Tammy, is it slows down your thought process. When you start focusing in on writing down what thoughts you're having, they slowly stop coming in, and then you can eventually get to the place where you're slowly writing them down. And I'm not saying that they're not going to stop, but they're going to slow down enough to where you can start listening to the silence. And once you can start hearing just a little bit of silence, then stop. Come back to it in the afternoon or the evening and do the same thing. You're going to have 1,000 thoughts coming through your mind. Take the time to start writing down those thoughts. Because go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when we're in this world, we are all connected. There isn't anything that exists by itself.
That is absolutely true.
Sometimes taking upon this big quest by yourself, I agree, it should come from inside. You should be listening to your inner voice. But I would encourage, and I don't know if you agree or what your thoughts are about this, is also to seek out people to talk to about. Because sometimes when you debate with somebody else and sort of put things out there, it starts to clarify what you really do feel and believe when you put it to the test by talking to other people and sharing ideas and going back and forth with things. For example, you know, somebody calling in to speak with you. Sometimes an epiphany may happen during that conversation that they felt or thought something about themselves maybe they didn't realize until they talked with someone else and realized, oh, I just said that. Oh, that was in there somewhere. Maybe that's how I really feel. Maybe that's something to investigate.
Right. And you hit on something that is very, very important, is having people around you that can encourage you and put you on a, like I said, you're on a path. I don't know if you were listening earlier. I don't know what time you came on. But the most important thing is getting on your path. And sometimes we need help, other people's help and guidance getting on that path. And then once you get on that path, that's when you start becoming into yourself. And you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You hit it right on the head when you say we need other people. We are not living this life alone. We are living it together. And I'm not talking about different faiths here. I'm not talking about different cultures here. I'm not talking about everybody has their own thing in life. We need each other. We've got to have each other. And we've got to help each other on their path. Then once they get on their path and they learn how to walk down their path, that's when the inner journey becomes. But what a lot of us end up doing is with that help that we got to get to that path that we finally find, we're so used to having people around us instructing us what to do, we can no longer go down our path without instruction. Does that make sense?
It does. I think that's where being mirrors for each other is helpful.
Yes, because, again, once you find your path and you start going down it, you have to become that individual. But you have to have friends and family and encouragement around you to get to that path. And that's when you, if you don't know which road to go down, what path you want to be on, talk it out. Find out what do you like, what would inspire you, what would bring bliss in your life, what would it do? And in my life, what brings bliss to me is doing exactly what I'm doing now. And that's talking with people, having dialogue with people about creating magic, about the inner self. Because the only way that you're going to accomplish anything is through your inner self. And what you are introducing, what you meet your inner self and get used to trusting your inner self, that's when your world and your life is going to open up and you're going to create your own dimension, your own life around you. Am I making sense?
You are. I think I've got the message, and I don't want to take any more time from other callers because I'm interested to see what they have to say. And welcome to the Internet Radio. Thank you.
Hey, Tammy, thanks again. And don't forget that we're live every Sunday. We're live at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to listen to other radios broadcast on this station because they also offer, you know, outstanding perceptions on the way, you know, we carry through on life. So is there another caller on the line, Cynthia? Are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing really
I'm
well.
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question for me?
I do. Well, and a comment as well. I just
sure.
wanted to share with you and the listeners that during this crazy blizzard, I did a lot of meditation. And
I think we all did.
I'm forced to have quiet
meditating
time.
On spring weather, yeah. I think we were doing, huh?
What's that?
I said I think we were meditating on spring weather.
Oh, my. Well, I have an interesting thing that I found on a walk with my dog. Normally you find a penny and pick it up, and you're like, all day I'll have good luck. And this I found on the ground was a little fortune from a fortune cookie, and it says, our life is the creation of our mind. And everything that I've been listening to, studying, and resonating with, I just don't believe there's coincidences anymore. And I do believe it all starts with the power of your thoughts. And when you can really channel into who you are, you're right. That's what we will manifest. So it's the shutting out that can be extremely difficult. And these are great exercises. I went to step four, and I already caught, because I didn't know how others see me. I contacted about seven people and I just said, give me five descriptions of how you view me. And, I don't know. It's very interesting. This whole collection of thoughts, and if you can just.
The most important thing, Cindy, is it Cynthia or Cindy?
Cynthia.
The most important thing is how you view yourself. Is what picture are you creating of yourself? And because that picture that you create of yourself is who you become. I never imagined 2 years ago that I would be on the radio hosting a radio show. My inner self directed me in this direction. And again, I question, are you sure? Are you sure? And here I am. Because again, just like you said, things are already meant to be. Who we are and who we're going to be is already meant to be. We were having a conversation last night about setting goals and wanting to be who you want to be and how to create something. No matter when you sit down and say, this is what I want to do, or this is who I want to be, or this is where I want to get to, the path that you take is going to have valleys and hills in them. You have to push those valleys and hills out of the way and make the path as straight as you can. If you have a focus, if you have something that you want to reach, no matter what it is, you push the obstacles out of the way. You don't go into the valleys and you don't go to the peaks. You push everything out of the way and focus and keep focused on what you want to accomplish. And then once you see the magic in that, that's what I call magic and the power of the inner self. Because you strengthen yourself each step you take and each time you accomplish something to get down your path. You've created magic. Because what we have lost, I feel, in modern day today is self-awareness. We're just not aware of ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. And we don't love ourselves enough to make the right decisions for ourselves. We rely on other people to make decisions for us and to lead us down a path that we may not want to be, but we still go down that path because we feel other people feel that's where we should be.
Right.
Let me ask you something, Cynthia. Where do you see yourself a year from now? Can you answer that?
In abundance with money, that I have enough money to, because I think that's been one of my fears or what's making me sad on my sad list, is that I don't have a lot of money coming in, but I need to, you know, continue to do affirmations so that I don't have that fear, and I, you know, replace the fear with just that I do have enough abundance in my life. And a good soulmate. I attract the most amazing women that you could ever possibly imagine. I haven't had the best of luck with the men, but it's me. There's something that I need to discover within myself as to why, you know, because people will stay on a pattern. They'll go around and around and around and around. And I just feel, you know, lately I've been just more in tune with who I am and more awake and also signs. Like, I've been seeing a lot of signs lately, and it's chilling and wonderful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm on a good path right now.
Well, and the way to stay on that good path is to leave every negative affirmation and even words alone. Because when we are trying to figure something out, and don't get me wrong when I say this, but when you're trying to reach a certain plateau or a certain goal, say you're looking for your soulmate, okay? Don't put it out there that you're looking for a soulmate. Because what you're doing now is you're losing what energy you have built up in looking for that soulmate, because what may happen is a friend with every good intention, well, this is the kind of guy I see you with. And this is the kind of guy that is right for you. Only, again, you know what kind of guy who your soulmate is. And when you run into your soulmate, believe me, you're going to know it. When you put the energy out there, put that inner energy out there. Just put the energy out there. You don't have to use words. You don't have to use anything else. But put that energy out there. This is what I'm looking for. This is who I'm looking for. Those two energies will communicate with each other, and you will find that soulmate. That's a physics guarantee. When I mean physics, a metaphysical guarantee, okay, that when you put energy out, it will attract itself to that same kind of energy in anything that you do, whether it's soulmate looking or whether it's accomplishing anything. It's all to do with what energy we produce and what energy we put out. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, completely.
Because, again, And I tell folks to stay away from, and I even have to remind myself, to stay away from negative connotation, negative thoughts, and, you know, oh, you know, what if this happens? Like, I was a little nervous about coming on the radio this afternoon. I wasn't last night, but as time got closer and got closer, I thought to myself, well, what happens if this happens? And what happens if this happens? And, you know, what happens if I lose contact? Well, guess what? I've lost contact twice now, and this is a learning exercise for me as well. And nothing's changed. I mean, I'm still on the radio. I'm still broadcasting. I'm still talking to you. I was able to talk to the previous list. I mean, yes, to Tammy, yes. I think it was Tammy. I was able to speak with Tammy, and it was just absolutely, you know, it's been a wonderful experience. And this is a goal of, this was a goal of mine. And this is, to me, a award-winning day for me, being on broadcast radio. And you have to cherish those moments and those times when you do get over hurdles. But at the same time, I was telling myself, I was giving myself negative connotations, and I just had to push those aside and say, you know what? That's not the goal. The goal does not include these negative connotations. So when you're searching for something or you're trying to do something, put away, there's going to be negative thoughts that come up. Push them aside. Don't dwell on them. Push them aside and say, no, this is what I'm reaching for, and this is what I'm going to get. No matter what anybody else says or does, this is what I want to do, because I know this is what I want to do, and this is the goal I'm going to reach. And I don't care what it is in life, if it's finances, if it's whatever it is, if you really want something, you're going to get it. If you know you're going to get it, then you're going to get it. If you have doubts you're going to get it, then you're not going to get it. That I can guarantee.
Okay.
Okay? And I encourage everybody to go to my website. Again, it's gobelive.com. My email address is on there. My phone number is on there. And I just encourage, because I learn from people as well. Nobody reaches a plateau on this earth that they have, you know, all the knowledge. I'm doing this to put this, I'm putting this broadcast out here so we can learn